This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Alex Jones Show. It's the second hour. My name is Jake Lloyd, your host for the second and third hours. It's not Alex Jones. Actually, it's Jake Lloyd, but I'm happy to be hosting the Alex Jones Show today, filling in a little bit. It's April 6th. Tax season is almost over. Speaking of tax season, I wanted to take a second to read this article. 20% of Americans will pay 87% of the income tax. And I just thought that was really interesting. Is it right? Is it just that 20% of Americans should be paying the 80% of the income tax? And I'm not somebody who believes in total equality. I don't believe in that. But progressive income taxes, I think, are distinctly immoral. So I wanted to take just a second to think about that. Up until when early 1900s, around FDR's time, we had nothing but sales tax. Maybe some property tax here and there, depending on where you lived in the states, but there was no income tax. The Constitution doesn't afford for that, but that's just an interesting thought. I just think that it's interesting that 20% of Americans are paying over 87% of the income tax, and maybe that could be done away with if we'd get rid of some of the socialism, the entitlements, the welfare, all those different things, especially since we have all these people coming in, all these illegal immigrants coming in unfettered. So be sure to do your taxes. Maybe you can get a little bit of your tax money back since the government, you know, takes more than they're owed just so that they can give some of it back to you if they feel like it. So that's interesting. Be sure to be paying attention. On April 10th, Alex Jones will be going to D.C. to do a press conference. He will be doing it at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., 9 a.m. on April 10th. He's doing it to discuss the attacks. Roger Stone has called it lawfare, but they're essentially trying to drive Alex Jones, InfoWars, other independent media sources, anybody that's threatens their hegemony in the media sphere. They're attempting to drive us out of business by way of legal fees. They mount up these legal fees. It doesn't matter that they won't win, but we have to pay to defend ourselves because we can't allow them to do this with impunity. So they mount these frivolous lawsuits against us, numerous multitudes of lawsuits to try and drive us out of business. And so Alex Jones will be going to the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. He'll do a Q&A to talk about what we're doing so we can answer your questions. He'll also be addressing our tactics to fight against them. There are laws in Texas, for example, and in other states that prevent, they're called anti-slap laws, which is just a law that prevents people from doing these frivolous lawsuits. They'll get thrown out immediately. So hopefully we can have those addressed. But April 10th, Alex Jones will be traveling to the swamp. We're going to have live coverage at Infowars.com/show. It's in the Zanger Room, 529 14th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. Be sure to email any media inquiries to press@Infowars.com. You do have to RSVP. You can also text the number. It doesn't look like the number's up here right now, but there's a number you can text. But RSVP at press@Infowars.com. And that brings us to another issue. We're going to be playing for the rest of this hour. I'll be bringing it in and out. We're going to be playing the interview that Infowars, Alex Jones in particular, conducted with Ted Nugent a couple weeks ago. It's an excellent interview. I've seen some of it here and there. Ted Nugent is really just a brilliant, patriotic American who's just, he's doing what he can to fight back against the globalist attack on America. So please tune into that. And to caveat to that, if you want to see content like this continue, and if you want to see us survive against these frivolous lawsuits, the multitude, please go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us. We need your support. We need it because of the lawsuits. We also need it to hire new people. We need it to continue producing excellent content like the Ted Nugent interview. So please please go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us. We need your help more than ever. Thank you so much for your support. We will be right back with the Ted Nugent interview. Absolutely hard-hitting stuff. Firestorm with Ted Nugent. My name is Jake Lloyd. Thank you very much. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
To you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Luckily, however, a beachhead. We have a beachhead with Donald Trump. This is the Alex Jones Show. My name is Jake Lloyd, your host. For the rest of this segment, this hour, we're going to be going to the Ted Nugent interview we conducted a few weeks back, Firestorm with Ted Nugent. Here it is.
True Americana, baby. This song, Ted Nugent's fight for the Second Amendment, our other rights, and the Info War. Match made in heaven. Here we come now.
Information is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Power is the capability of correcting wrong.
I'm usually dead on with a bow, but I'm actually sweating because Ted Nugent's watching.
My name is Ted Nugent. I'm entering my 70th rock and roll year of the American dream, my 70th hunting season. I got 14 grandkids and 7 wonderful kids, the most beautiful, dangerous wife in the world, the greatest hunting dogs in the world. I have machine guns and everything I want in life, the best sounding band, the best grinding rhythm and blues rock and roll band in the world. We have reached critical mass, and I'm loving every greasy, gory rhythm and blues Motown minute of it.
Yeah! The people who hate me are here because I'm so happy.
On inside Ted Nugent's awesome ranch with his great wife and family, this is America. This is the heart of 1776.
So everybody want coffee?
Sure, we love some.
All right, here's some good Nugent Java. And I'm not kidding, this isn't Tom Petty coffee. My coffee is the only coffee that's ballistically coefficient. I like a good cup of Joe, man.
New coffee brought to you by Stay On Point.
Now, take a slug of that, Jones.
Yes, sir.
Some serious stuff. Starbucks can kiss my dead dog's left nut. And here's the boss.
Now, man, that is rich.
Hey, wow. How are you?
Hey, it's awesome to meet you. Talk to you for on the phone. It's good to see you in person.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us here home.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Glad to finally meet you.
Give it up.
Boys, you're welcome. You're in a hospitable environment here.
And don't give me this polite once I let you on my ranch, you're my friends. And as friendly as I am, I'm prepared to kill each other. The most important thing we can say, if I do say so myself, and I just happen to know what that most important thing is, before we get into the disaster that surrounds us, the dishonesty, the political,
we should celebrate the good stuff.
There are so many great Americans out there that get up early and bust their ass and live by the truth, logic, and common sense that we celebrate and promote. It is alive and well across this country.
And here's to them.
At the feed mill, at the hardware store, at the grocery store, at the coffee shop, at the schools, at the churches, everywhere I go, it's like truth, logic, and common sense. Second Amendment absolutists, earning your own way, saving for a rainy day, giving to the needy instead of expecting Uncle Sam to take care of them. So what you and I live by is not rare. It is approaching ubiquity across this country.
And they're trying to steal it because they're desperate and know that they've lost the culture war.
They really have. And academia, media, what the hell? The government itself in Hollywood. In my 70 years of clean and sober radaring my world around me, I watched the dumbing down of America manifest itself in all things liberal, Democrat, rhino, anti-constitutional infringement, oath violation that is running amok. But in spite of that, I'm living the American dream every day. I hunt, I fish, I shoot, I make music, I tour, I do charity work, I hang with working hard, playing hard Americans. So the positive spirit is still soaring across this country.
Well, I got to tell you, I know you did thousands of interviews during the election, and everybody gets credit, but if you hadn't worked your ass off so hard, I don't know if Trump would have got in.
I don't remember sleeping in 2016. What I did is I focused on the Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, the reliably blue states. Every time they report it, what a nasty thing to say. The reliably blue states of Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. So I focused my attention on those three states, and I wallpaper and carpet bomb the media, scolding the conservatives, the licensed hunters of those states, 800,000 per state. And I scolded them that they didn't vote for McCain and Romney. You can't blame them, really, because McCain and Romney didn't represent anything that we believe in. But by not voting for McCain and Romney, they gave it to Barack Obama.
And they get all the judges.
I went really nuts on them. And I didn't do it alone, but that was the driving force in those reliably blue hell zones. Because those states are not reliably blue. In fact, it's important to know if you talk about the positive. You look at a map of America, a political map, and it's just red as can be, except for the little blue high crime smudges of liberal Democrat insanity, where liberal Democrats have literally brainwashed people to think that they don't have to earn their own way and that self-defense is not desirable and unarmed helplessness in gun-free zones will somehow keep us safe.
And if you think about it, those little cancer spots across the red-blooded map know that their time is running out. They admit that.
My favorite thing is not that you and I and everybody I know agree with logic, truth, and common sense. My favorite thing is watching liberals and Democrats attempt to make their points on television and not knowing how stupid they look. They are the masters of shooting themselves in the foot. So if you and I were to have a date with God, which, by the way, I think we do, and we said, God, could you design our foil? Could you design someone who could actually look so obnoxious and rude and dishonest and unkempt to counter what we believe in? He'd go, I already did. His name is Michael Moore.
Exactly.
Or Nancy Pelosi.
Or Hillary Clinton.
Or Hillary Clinton. Or Barack Obama. Or Eric Holder. Or Loretta Lynch. My favorite is, I think the Democrats, when they put forth the Pelosi's and the Boxers, and especially the Maxine Waters and the Sheila Jackson Lees, that struggle to form syllables. I couldn't have gone to central casting and go, could you create a big dirt bag to represent the...
Or the guy from Georgia that thinks Ireland's flip.
Yeah, perfect, exactly. Let him talk. Give him the microphone.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and catch upside.
Sacred as the Second Amendment is, the First Amendment is not important because we can say what we want. It's because idiots can say what they want, so the rest of us can go, gosh, that's an idiot. So I think we're in a good place right now. And I think the fact that the left is so brain dead and comfortably numb with political correctness, fake news, and dishonesty, that they're doing a better job than we are.
No, I agree. But since we're here getting the Second Amendment, we're seeing right now the biggest purge online of conservative sites, veteran sites, gun sites, shooting clubs, Christian sites. I've never seen such a purge.
Oh, I've been thrown off. I won't mention any names now in hopes that the negotiations can continue and move forward on an honest level. But I have been thrown out by the biggest promoters in the world because I'm on the board of the NRA. And I promise you, if I was recently arrested for heroin distribution, they would have not thrown me off.
Exactly.
But because I'm on the board of the family grassroots organization of the National Rifle Association that stands for self-defense, I've been thrown off tens of millions of dollars in revenue. Look at all the claims that I'm a child.
You know, Ted Nugent back in 2011 was kind of a voice crying out in the wilderness against anti-PC. We'll be back with more on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jake Lloyd.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, Alex Jones. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jake Lloyd. One of our allies crashing through the lies and disinformation is Ted Nugent, a great patriot that we interviewed. Alex Jones particularly interviewed a few weeks back. We're going back to the special interview right now.
But I have been thrown out by the biggest promoters in the world because I'm on the board of the NRA. And I promise you, if I was recently arrested for heroin distribution, they would have not thrown me off.
Exactly.
But because I'm on the board of the family grassroots organization of the National Rifle Association that stands for self-defense, I've been thrown off tens of millions of dollars in revenue. Look at all the claims that I'm a child molester, a draft dodger, that I diss the Native Americans. It's all lies.
Oh, I know.
What nasty things, especially my relationship with the Native Americans. I have been invited to almost every Native American tribe to teach their children the Native lifestyle of clean and sober, hands-on conservation, self-sufficiency, hunting, fishing, outdoor conservation, shared sweat lodges with their spiritual leaders since the 60s. I have been given felonious eagle feather war bonnets by the elders of numerous tribes because I, in my song Great White Buffalo, and in my promotion of conservation, especially bow hunting, they feel a kinship, a blood brotherhood there with me. So meanwhile, the Native Americans and I are spiritual blood brothers, so the Huffington Post claims that I called them unclean vermin. And then some people actually fell for it. So you can see that as I say these things, as nasty and horrific and dishonest as they are, you notice I'm still smiling.
It is a panicked herd, because I agree with you. They know that culturally they've lost the soul of America. I mean, you go to the Rolling Stone articles attacking you and I this week, you'll get one or two comments. Your side has thousands per story, so does mine, and 50 times the traffic. That's what I'm saying. You're right. They have had a cardiac arrest. They're falling apart, but I don't want to underestimate their counter.
No, we don't. Doesn't mean that we get complacent by any stretch of the imagination. I think political correctness has backfired, and even though fake news and the orchestrated lies of the media starting in the late 60s, quite honestly, some people fell for it. But then when they really tune in and pay attention, they see how dishonest it is. And my backing and my support is at an all-time high right now. I couldn't be more proud. That's why I mentioned the good, honest, smart, intelligent, hands-on asset column Americans. Well, those are my blood brothers.
I want to be clear. I'm not trying to, do propaganda for the enemy and say, boy, they're powerful. I'm saying they have proven that they are totally and completely ruthless, and Apple is moving to China.
Hateful!
Apple is moving to China, and it's going to hire the Chinese government to actually oversee internet censorship worldwide. And Teddy, it's worse. They just removed Easter off the Apple calendar, and when they contacted them, Apple said, yeah, we did do that. I mean, this is just,
And the Southern Poverty Law Center is now in charge of censorship in social media. The Southern Poverty Law Center, one of the worst racist hate groups in the history of the world. And everybody knows it except the comfortably numb stoners who just hate freedom and hate the Constitution and hate hardworking people. Because I deserve to have my college tuition waived. bunch of dirtbags. I mean, you look at the average Ted Nugent hater, and I couldn't be more proud. I'm more proud of that than the great people that I connect with. Growing up, it's like I didn't have to have Twilight Zone or Mad Magazine or One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest or The Planet of the Apes or Clockwork Orange. I got the media, academia, Hollywood, and half of our government to keep me entertained. But even as I chuckle stating these things, because you have to laugh or you'll cry, if I didn't believe that conservative values, basic constitutional Bill of Rights, Golden Rule, Ten Commandments, common sense was alive and well, I'm not even going to say publicly what I would do, but you know damn well what I would do. But I believe that that positive force is going to win in the end, and that we are winning incrementally every day, even though the media is in their scramble to dishonestly create fake news as representing otherwise. I believe the positive spirit is as strong as it's ever been.
And because the spirit's coming back, it makes it that much more important. Don't you feel that we've got to fight and win and to realize what we're up against, because we've really drawn out the other side to show their true America-hating evil, their true prosperity-hating evil. And then I ask, why do they love communism? Why do they love collapse?
Be careful asking those questions. I have people ask me, well, why would they want to ban this bullet or this? And I don't go down the why road. If you start asking why does a woman who gets up there and says, you don't need to read this, you need to sign it to find out what's in it. I mean, why wasn't she tackled on the House floor and handcuffed and given some sort of treatment? You don't ask why. Just know that evil, dishonesty, and scam artists have always been around, and that right now they're liberal, they're Democrat, they're rhinos, they're Hollywood, they're fake news, they're media, they're academia, and they're half of our government, at least. So come to that realization. There are rabid coyotes running around. You don't wait till you see one to go get your gun. Keep your gun handy, and every time you see one, you shoot one.
They're trying to conquer us. I can feel their will. I can see it. They're control freaks. So for me, it's such an animating contest just to get them off my back.
Well, and that's why they hate me so much, because I'm uncontrollable. And in all this observation of the good, the bad, and the ugly, it's important to note that my name is Ted Nugent. I'm entering my 70th rock and roll year of the American dream, my 70th hunting season. I got 14 grandkids and 7 wonderful kids, the most beautiful, dangerous wife in the world, the greatest hunting dogs in the world. I have machine guns and everything I want in life, the best sounding band, the best grinding rhythm and blues rock and roll band in the world. But there's the most important thing I can say is there's only one thing more dangerous than a sow grizzly bear with cubs nearby, and that's Ted Nugent with more confidence. We have reached critical mass, and I'm loving every greasy, gory rhythm and blues Motown there. Breaks loose, I go back to the sanctity of perfection.
Not only do I want to make America great again, I want to make America healthy again. So that's one of the things that I'm working on. We can't control everything that's going on right now, but we can control how we're feeling and how we're exercising and living our daily lives. And we're not perfect. Ted and I eat kind of whatever we want, but 80% of what we eat is pure, lean protein, venison, lots of veggies, but you've got to take care of yourself. Who wants to stand in line waiting for the doctors, going to the hospital? Not me. So I'm going to take care of myself.
Where Shemaine has a Queen of the Forest segment on our Spirit of the Wild show. It's been the number one show for 28 years on Outdoor Channel. I can't imagine why. And her Queen of the Forest is a reach out.
It's educate. Well, I started it because I wasn't raised in a hunting family. My dad didn't hunt. I never had been around
guns. Never touched a gun until she met me.
Or rock and roll.
We'll be right back with Ted Nugent and Alex Jones, two of the greatest American patriots in the modern era, two of the greatest American voices of the present moment. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show. My name is Jake Lloyd. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay tuned for the rest of this incredible interview, or check it out on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. And we'll be right back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Jake Lloyd, your host filling in for Alex Jones. We are about to go back to the Ted Nugent interview. It's great. I'm enjoying it just as much as you are, I'm sure. Ted Nugent was one of the first people I started paying attention to when I was younger, getting into politics. So let's go back right now to the Ted Nugent interview, Firestorm.
I started
started it because I wasn't raised in a hunting family. My dad didn't hunt. I never had been around
never
guns.
Never touched a gun until she met me.
Or
she grabbed
mine. Or rock and roll, but that's another story. So I was basically baptized by fire, walking into Ted's world, and I realized, wow, I'm actually a tomboy at heart. I used to race motocross.
She was a motocross champion.
Yes, and I love getting my hands dirty, and I love being outdoors. So this really fit in with my lifestyle, the hunting, outdoor, adventure lifestyle. But I realized there's a lot of women, what if they never had that opportunity to be exposed to hunting or guns? How would they feel? So I took women who hunt, women who don't hunt, I paired them together, and I let them sit in a tree stand and watch nature unfold. Because if you've never hunted, how can you have an opinion about it? If you've never shot a gun, how can you have
an
opinion about it?
It's a form of relaxation and meditation.
Yes.
Healing powers of nature. And 100% of the non-hunting women fell in love with it. Many of them were either already anti-hunting or inclined to be anti-hunting with the propaganda, they're cowards because they murdered defenseless animals, until they realized that it's about conservation, wise use, balancing of wildlife. And each and every one of them were changed by that. And we do it all the time. You remember when I had Anthony Bourdain out here, he was a liberal left-wing anti-gun zealot from Manhattan. Within 15 minutes of him shooting some of my guns, he went, "This is so much fun, I can't believe it. The eating gritty hat on his face is inescapable." I've done that with thousands of people. I have literally eliminated the brainwashing of thousands of people just by honestly articulating the joys of aim small, miss small, marksmanship, the mystical flight of the arrow, and the healing powers of nature. And the most dramatic and profound example is my 50-year-old son, Theodore Fleetwood Nugent, who I put up for adoption in 1968, and we got back together when he was 42. Raised in New York City, surrounded by liberal propaganda all his life, voted for Barack Obama, and I sat down. It was an emotional reunion. So here we have the poster child of liberal indoctrination, and he discovered that Ted Nugent was his dad. So once he came out of that vortex of culture shock, which only lasted a couple of minutes because I hugged him, we cried. We celebrated our lost time and how we're going to be dedicated to make up for it. Father, son of blood and spirit. And not 5 minutes later, I completely reversed his anti-gun brainwashing. I completely reversed his anti-conservative liberal policies, because he owns 3 restaurants. And I explained to him why all those regulations destroy his bottom line. And you could see he would wince a bit, furrow his brow, and go, "Boy, Dad, I never thought of it like that." We took him to the firing range, and I said, "There's a tool. Handle it with care, conscientiously," and he fell in love with the shooting sports, fell in love with hunting. So I promise, with sincere, genuine articulation, you can eliminate the liberal brainwashing of any age, a kid, a grown man, an old woman, with just a few moments of articulating why it's wrong, the evidence that is unlimited evidence to prove that liberal policies destroy everything, and the unlimited evidence that the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, and a work ethic is the only path to quality of life. The truth will metastasize. The truth will spread the more we can get our side, conservatives, people in the asset column, people who work for a living, people who believe in the self-evident truth in our founding documents. They are with us. But the dumbing down of America didn't just hit leftists. It's hit the conservatives as well. And there's a lot of knee-jerk overreaction going on. And the minute Donald Trump even invites someone from the other side, a lot of our friends will go, "Why is he even dealing with those people? You should never talk to those people." Well, that's not how you get things done. And I know how he operates. There's a term, and I'll give it to you, and you can beep it whatever you want. But what drives the American dream and quality of life are shit kickers. People who bust their ass to be in the asset column, make sacrifices and take risks, entrepreneurs, welders and carpenters, and hard-working ranchers and farmers, and guitar players, and people that know they have to be productive. That's what makes America great every day, always has, always will. But a lot of our
side will get angry the minute you even give a nod to the other side. And you have to give a nod to the other side, so it encourages them to speak up, to expose their dishonesty and their horrible agenda. President Trump is the ultimate shit kicker. He is a strategist. You can't build an empire like that if you don't meet with all concerns and get them comfortable and get them to believe that you are listening to their points of view, no matter how absurd it is, so it knocks down their guard. Now, I'm not going to get any more detailed than that, but all I can tell you is that when Donald Trump meets with maniacs like Dianne Feinstein, who will not let her constituents carry a gun while she has a .38 in her purse, a king, a tyrant, does that. That's why we wrote down after we shot the British at Concord Bridge that we can say what we want to say, we can choose our religion, we're going to have a media that was supposed to monitor the government. We have the right to keep and bear arms, not just the king, the people. We the people have the right to keep and bear arms. If you try to take it away from us, we'll shoot you.
We're not slaves.
We're not slaves. We're not subject. We're free citizens. It was a brand new hallelujah experiment in self-government.
And so it worked, and everybody wants to come here, and now the left wants to blow it up.
Well, here's the perfect thing. So you say America first, and Democrats hate you. So who is first if not America, you dirtbag?
And they claim it's a Russian plot to make America great again.
Since the 1960s, because I'm a hunter and I'm a gun advocate. And more and more people are waking up and getting wiser every day, and they're realizing what this fake news thing is all about. That's why Donald Trump is such an important guy, because he finally put the spotlight on the fake news cockroaches. And people are getting smarter all the time, and there's more and more support for truth, logic, and common sense. We celebrate it every damn day.
Follow Ted Nugent's lead. You can't just watch shows like this. You can't just watch interviews. You have to go out there into the world, bring new converts into the liberty movement, practice those traditions in your real life. This is the epic Ted Nugent interview. This is the Alex Jones Show. My name is Jake Lloyd. We'll be right back on the other side with more. Thank you for watching.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am your fill-in host, Jake Lloyd. You're watching an inside look that Ted Nugent granted us, the InfoWars crew, into his life on his ranch. This is the Ted Nugent interview, Firestorm.
I think most of the dirtbags on the left hate me because I'm so damn happy. I mean, I come out here and I got all these bows and arrows. I literally come out here every day and I take a pink arrow with my name on it. And I come out here with Shemaine and we shoot our bows every day. We go to the range a lot. If you don't do it, you can learn something from Ted Nugent. It is the following. Get yourself a bow and arrow. And when you are looking at your target and you're preparing to draw your bow, it goes all the way back to the origins of Zen. And the mystical flight of the arrow right here tunes out everything liberal, everything democratic, and you become
the path of your arrow of life. I just hit the booger I was aiming at. Look out, there's Alex in the hole. And it's real touchy trigger, real touchy.
I understand.
Get that top pin in that top peep and sweep. Nicely done.
I'm usually dead on with a bow, but I'm actually sweating because Ted News is watching.
It's like guitars, women, and guns, man. It's got to be fit for you.
All right, let's see.
Okay. And just
this is better.
Zero that in there and just squeeze that some bitch. There you go. Double lungs, brother.
All right, good.
Back strap that way.
I've studied Columbine, Virginia Tech, San Bernardino, Sandy Hook. I've studied Aurora. I've studied the Pulse nightclub. I studied all these mass slaughters. In every one of those instances, there were good Americans who would have been armed and capable of stopping the shooter, but law forbid them to be armed and prepared.
When I finally realized what was occurring, I thought, I got him. And I reached for my purse. He was maybe 12 feet away. You know, is it possible my gun could have jammed? Sure. Is it possible I could have missed? Sure. But I can tell you I've hit much smaller targets at much greater distances. But then I realized that a couple of months earlier I had made the stupidest decision of my life. I took my gun out of my purse and left it in my car. Because as you well know, in the state of Texas, it's sometimes a felony offense to carry a gun in your purse.
And in San Bernardino, in that building, there were Americans in California that would have carried a gun and could have responded to the shooter if they were allowed to by law. In the Pulse nightclub, in Sandy Hook, in Virginia Tech, in Columbine, there were people that would have been armed. They were unarmed and helpless because the law forced them to be unarmed and helpless.
As I mentioned, I'm not really mad at the guy that did this. And I'm certainly not mad at the guns that did this. They didn't walk in there by themselves and pull their own triggers. The guy that did it was a lunatic. That's like being mad at a rabid dog. I'm mad at my legislators for legislating me out of the right to protect myself and my family.
Now, myself, I've never been in a gun free zone. Because as soon as I arrive, it fails to be one. But unarmed and helplessness is a self-inflicted curse and an intellectually dishonest, if not vacuous, choice to be a victim. So all we have to do is reverse the Great Society and the New Deal zombies of the liberal Democrat scourge and starting in the 50s and 60s and teach people that unarmed and helpless is dangerous and asking for trouble.
You know, the problem today is, though, there are a lot of people, especially women, in my situation, I wasn't born and raised in a hunting family or surrounded by guns in my family. So had I not married you, I don't know how I would have thought.
And you wouldn't have been very happy.
I would not have been happy at all.
No venison.
Yes.
No saving happy.
I do have a lot of friends that I find myself educating them about gun ownership, and they're ignorant about what it really takes. And I mentioned to them, every time I've been around you and your teenage girls, I've been armed. And I'm not dangerous. So it's interesting that I think the problem now is that we have to educate people who really have no idea what to do. And they're scared. And they get misinformation. They hear about big, you know, ARs and assault weapons. And, you know, I could assault you with... I could, actually.
Yes,
you know.
Could. You have.
I could.
Yes. Well, bottom line is the dumbing down of America. We're witnessing the manifestation of a cultural abandonment where people literally are hyper fearful of a simple firearm. When I was growing up, everybody understood firearms as a standard tool. It's like a blowtorch or a steak knife or a jackhammer or a chainsaw.
And didn't you say you used to bring your...
Here's a great story. All right, yeah. This is going to be the greatest Alex Jones story in the history of your book. You want that, don't you?
Yes, we do.
You need this. So there I was in 1966 at St. Viator's High School outside of Chicago. It's an all-boys Catholic academy. And I was in the Future Priest Club. Well, sure I was. It was just before I wrote Wang Dang, Street Food Dang. So I'm in the Future Priest Club at the All Boys Catholic Academy, and we're going to the Future Priest Club weekend retreat, and we're going to learn about Kyrie eleison, and the blood is the wine, and the thing is the body.
Just
all this voodoo stuff. I was fat. I was...
Stop. Stop.
Just not paying any attention. I had a rock and roll band. I had the Amboy Dukes. We were kicking more ass than the Stones. So I'm going to the Future Priest Club retreat. And I go, well, I know where that is. There's a lot of woods over there. So I took my dad's 1187, 12-gauge pump. It breaks down. It's an old World War II trench gun. And I put that 12-gauge in a box of six-shot in my little bag. And I went to the Future Priest Club retreat. When everybody else was going to the seminars, I put that sumbitch together, loaded that up with number six-shot, went out squirrel hunting every day. So here I am, an uppity individual, a rather spirited, almost... No, I take back the word almost. Defiant young man. And I got a 12-gauge shotgun in a gun-free zone outside of Chicago shooting squirrels. Problems to society? Zero. All my buddies before opening day of gun season, for the deer season, all had their rifles and shotguns in their trucks, in some in school lockers. Problems in society? Zero. Access to firearms? 100% unlimited. School shootings? Zero. Now you have firearms more restricted, access to firearms more difficult today than ever in American history, and you have this because it's the dumbing down. It is the brainwashing failure to teach our children what the Trail of Tears was. No kids know what the Trail of Tears was. Do anybody know what the Trail of Tears was? It was our version of the Bataan Death March. And nobody knows what the Rape of Nanking was, so we don't believe that men could be so evil. Men can be so evil. You might want to check out the Auschwitz tapes. So meanwhile, if you're denied the information of such abject evil, you can pretend that peace and love is the answer, and that why can't we all just get along? That manifestation of cultural deprivation now steers the entire left agenda, and it manifests itself in people being afraid of a simple pistol, when in fact a simple pistol could save your family's life. The timing of every one of these shootings, if they were using a bird gun with buckshot, they could have killed more people per shot fired than with any AR-15, because nobody's resisting. 3.5-inch triple-aught buck literally is a cinder block wall destroyer. You can be behind a cinder block wall, and I can take five of these. The first two will take out the wall. The rest of them will cut you in half.
Wow.
These are what we use when we back up bear and lion hunters. These are 3.5-inch magnum double-aught bucks. And each round shoots over 30 pellets. So it's like every time I pull the trigger once with that round, it's 30 people shooting. 30 bullets come out of there. 30 rounds come out of this. So this is a standard AR-15 that Eugene Stoner invented in the 1950s. It's a semi-automatic sporting rifle. It is not a weapon of war. No society would be so irresponsible to send heroes of the military into war with a semi-automatic weapon. It is not an assault rifle, and it is not a weapon of war. It is a standard American family modern sporting rifle that shoots one bullet per trigger pull. One trigger pull, one bullet. It shoots a .22 caliber bullet. And it's available everywhere because it's such an effective, wonderful home defense, hunting, competition, family weekends. You know, families in America, millions of them every weekend, shoot their guns. Problems in society? Zero. Here goes a couple shots. So you can see it makes a little .22 caliber hole in the target. And then you would have to ask an honest person. So you would feel okay if your kids were killed with a goose gun. Because you're afraid of an AR. Because who can't get a goose gun or a pheasant gun or a
I would
gun?
Not it's encourage the breach of the law in any way. But can you imagine somebody being sent to jail for stopping a mass shooting in a gun-free zone with their own personal weapon? I personally can't, but I'm not advocating you do that. My name is Jake Lloyd. We'll be right back on the other side with more Ted Nugent.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Over here.